Of course, I think the biggest story around today is the bombshell that is the Willy Rioli accusation that he has returned a urine test positive for marijuana on top of the bad urine test from a couple of weeks earlier. Professor Steve Allsop is from Curtin Uni's National Drug Research Institute. Steve, thanks for your time. Willy Rioli must be absolutely crushed by this.
Well, obviously, he's the only person that can answer that. But I think anybody standing and watching this, it will be devastating for him, his family, and, of course, the club.
So, Steve, are you able to explain to our listeners why, in this case, if a metabolite of cannabis has been found in Willy Rioli's urine, which is what ASADA is claiming, if that is the case, why is that an issue? Because surely cannabis is not a performance-enhancing drug.
I think a lot of people will imagine that it's definitely not a performance-enhancing drug. They'll think it's something that makes people sleepy, slows people down, affects their judgment, slows down their hand-eye coordination. So I can understand why people might say, well, but let's just take it back a step. There are two issues in drug policy. One is whether or not it's a performance-enhancing drug, and the other is a policy in relation to illicit drugs. And a lot of people, as I said, are confused about why you would think that marijuana should be included as a performance-enhancing drug. But the World Doping Authorities have really, for a number of years, sat down and looked at this, and they said, yes, it is something that is commonly seen to be a soporific, something that makes you sleepy. But it does have, there are three main reasons why the World Doping Authorities consider the inclusion of illicit drugs. One is, does it have the potential to enhance any form of performance? And I'll come to that in a second. The other is there a potential health risk to the individual athlete? And obviously, that's understandable why they would be concerned about that. And the third one is, does it violate the spirit of the sport? Now, the determination of whether a drug such as marijuana is included in the World Doping Authority guidelines as a performance-enhancing drug, all those three issues are considered. So while it does make you sleepy, while it may slow down your hand-eye coordination, it can also do other things which are considered performance-enhancing or potentially performance-enhancing. So the concern that they had was that it can act as a muscle relaxant. So you can imagine why that might be of benefit in some sporting circumstances. It might also have the potential to, at least in small doses, reduce anxiety and apprehension before a game. So the experts considered that in that context, it was a potential performance-enhancing drug.
I see.
And it has the potential to reduce pain. And we may have seen a lot of debate that's gone on about medicinal cannabis, for example, its potential use in reducing pain. And so that was the other consideration, that if somebody's, for example, injured or if they're working through a very heavy training schedule, it may have potential benefits. So whether we agree or not, those are the things that were considered important, and it was determined as potentially a performance-enhancing drug.
Do you have any insight into what kind of, if he is found guilty, what kind of penalty he may face?
No, that really wouldn't be my area of expertise. Clearly, the sport does have penalties, and my hope would be that we also consider the health and well-being of the individual in any response that we give.
I mean, well, clearly the West Coast Eagles have taken that line, that they're looking after his health as their first and foremost situation.
Absolutely, and that's critically important. Obviously, there are issues to do with performance enhancement, there are issues to do with reputation, but at the end of the day, we're talking about an individual who now needs his family, his club and the community to wrap their arms around him and ensure that he is well and that he is supported.
Is the drug testing regime for sports people set up properly, in your opinion?
I think the AFL has done a pretty good job, and I know a lot of clubs. So the AFL has its rules and regulations. It ensures that people are aware of those regulations. It ensures that people are regularly informed about the regulations and the processes involved. And many of the clubs, if not all of the clubs, invest a significant amount of effort to educate their players, to ensure that the players have good welfare and psychological support when they need it. The Players Association is intimately involved. So I think it's as good a system as you can get. I mean, we've got to recognize heavy, the 20 to 29-year-olds are the more prevalent illicit drug users.
Yeah.
And, of course, footballers come from the broad community.
Of course. What about ASADA and WADA, their setups for drug testing of athletes? Do you think that that's good or not?
I think they're as good as they possibly can be, but we've got to recognise that it's not just about drug testing. It's actually about creating, in this sense, a workplace, the sporting club, a workplace where there's lots of support for individuals, where there's an emphasis on prevention, and where drug testing is in a way, the last resort.
Professor Steve Allsop, thank you very much for your time this afternoon on Perth Live.
You're very welcome.